Continuing with our Veteran of the Game presentation brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services, we've heard from Troy DeFranco, the head coach of the Midview Middies, as he announced the Midview Veteran of the Game, and now Pat Bray, the head coach of Amherst, for the third time this year, gets to name a Comet as his Veteran of the Game. So, Pat, who have you chosen for tonight, and why is this young man deserving of the Veteran of the Game Award?
Well, I picked Carter Zukowski, and Carter's just from the beginning of the year to where we're at now, he's just improved so much. Like I talked earlier, he was playing at like a 5'10 kid at the beginning of the year. Now he's up to about 6'2. We got him to a 6'4 stature, but he's done a phenomenal job of attacking the rim and trying to get to the rim and finishing above the rim. So Carter's done a great job, and that's why I've chosen him.
Pat, sometimes leadership is shown by responding to coaching, not having a negative reaction to it, but taking it as constructive. And it sounds as though that's been the case here.
Oh, it definitely is. And if you've been in some of my practice, I get into these guys quite a bit. And they've responded well. You know, they understand what I expect of them, and they're trying to get to where I want us to be.
Terrific. So congratulations goes out to Carter Zukowski. He is tonight's Amherst Veteran of the Game. And again, our Veteran of the Game presentation has been brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services, dedicated to building better lives for the veterans of Lorain County. That's Lorain County Veteran Services. A quick timeout. When we come back, we'll return to Amherst and get you ready for the start of the second half. The Comets entertaining the Midview Middies in our Colson and Colson cage matchup. It's on AM 930 WEOL. It's on your phone if you download the WEOL mobile app, and we're also online at WEOL.com.